because I had these experiences in discords where men taught me that I'm on the wrong place. And if I need to learn, I should go somewhere or play Barbies or going back in the kitchen, because no one of them will help me out with, yeah, answering my stupid questions.
Welcome to the Sisterhood Club podcast, where we talk all things business, Web3, and NFTs. We're on a mission to educate, elevate, and empower women into the world of Web3. So join us on this journey as we learn together from leading experts. And remember, this podcast is for entertainment purposes only. So please do your own research and enjoy today's episode. Welcome to another episode of the Sisterhood Club podcast with myself, Georgie Hubbard.
And me, Pam Caldwell. So today we are bringing you a conversation with the wonderful Dejana Adair, who is a creative artist and Web3 enthusiast and so passionate about bringing diversity to the space, driven by a mission to break the bias in Web3 and use blockchain technology for good. I am so pleased to have you here and be having this conversation, Dejana. I think a great place to start is the beginning. So if you want to kick off by telling us about just a bit about your background and what's actually led to your interest in Web3 initially, that would be fantastic.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for inviting me to this beautiful podcast. So as you maybe already know, I'm in Germany, in beautiful Hamburg. So this is the place where I choose to live since 8 years. So where to start with my background? Because my background started far, 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 far back in my past. Because my first entries into working were in the automotive industry. Mm-hmm. And I was early 20. And for me, it was pretty difficult because sexism was part of the game. Mm-hmm. And I never had a word for that. I didn't know why I felt, especially in these situations, uncomfortable. And from time to time, and then also social media became a bigger thing. And I was from the beginning an enthusiast for social media and creating all these online strategies. And I tried to work inclusive and diverse without knowing it. But it was just because of my purpose, and I wanted to show women in different situations. And then, this evolved somehow. And when, also the past 12 years, I've been self-employed, and my topic was communication, online communication, and with a huge focus on inclusion and diversity. But I have to admit that it was, I would say, 2018, 2019, when I first had these touch points with feminism. Mm-hmm. And back then I said, I don't think I'm a feminist. And why should I? Because I've been there, I've done that, and there's no need to talk about, because I don't want to confront myself with all the issues I had in the back and in the past. So I just wanted to just somehow checkpoint it and to say, okay, thank you, it's gone, and now we can keep on doing. But with all the talks and speeches I had with other women, with person of color, with the people of the LGBTQI+ community, I recognized, okay, maybe we really need to talk about. And in back in 2018, I defined myself completely new as a feminist. And from this time on, I really worked on diversity and inclusion with purpose. And this was also somehow the beginning for me with Web3 and blockchain. And especially in 2021, when I was doing all the deep dives, the learnings about blockchain technologies, because I had these touch points with cryptocurrencies where I invested in I think 2016, something like that. But I never understood what blockchain technologies really mean. And when I did this deep dive last year, it was like, oh my gosh, this is mind-blowing, because it's the first time that we are able to create real equality, because we have this opportunity to connect to each other worldwide, to be a strong and loud voice. Because in the past, we just weren't, because it was me and my friends around me. But now we have this power of social media, of connecting globally. And this is also what I appreciate about this podcast, because from Austria to Australia. Some people do not know that there is a difference. I saw this meme a few days ago with, I'm Australian. I do speak English. But you're Austrian. No, I'm Australian.
I saw that one too.
It was so funny, because first it was like, he should have recognized that, or didn't he? Okay, maybe not. Okay, sorry.
I saw that too. It was so funny.
So I just lost the point, what I wanted to say. But we had to smile. Oh, yeah, because we connected. Yeah, and this
globally.
Globally. And this power is what I, since a few weeks, I try to say that people don't worry about this beer market, because I'm a truly believer in women will be the next bull market. And this is something I really believe in, because women started to connect on a way, or in a way where they really believe in change. It's not because of the money, it's because of having this drive to change something. And I think we never had this chance or opportunity before. So this is why I really love to see and to follow what women do to connect, because it's also the first time where we do not have these elbow techniques. And we were taught that women, there's only the one beauty, most beautiful one. There's the most, whatever. So the one supermodel, the one queen. But now we level each other up until we are all in the same eye level, and where we can really work together on our, on a powerful and strong way. So, yeah.
I love that.
This is why I'm here.
This is why you're here. I love that. And there's a lot to actually unpack from what you said there. And I would like to just go back to the sexism in the workplace, because I do feel that it is such an important topic. And you've came from the motorsport industry, which is incredibly male dominated. I've always been in technology, which again is incredibly male dominated. And a bit like yourself, I suppose when in my younger years, I didn't necessarily have the word sexism, although now that I'm older, I'm mature, I can reflect back on my career, and there are certain moments I think, wow, it was so blatant, but I didn't really pick up on it at the time. And even when I've been more mature in my adult life, as I sort of transitioned into parenthood, I've definitely experienced explicit sexism. But you're so right that it's very important to have these uncomfortable situations. And I'm just interested to hear, was there any one moment in your career or your life that acted as a bit of a catalyst for you to say, no, no more? I'm going to share my story and I'm going to speak up here. Or was it more a gradual confidence and passion that grew over time?
This is a good question, because I reflect myself very often. And why do I choose to say things or to do things? I can say that I have chosen to act differently in the past, But I taught women to work it out, to go through. Mm-hmm. Because I recognized while working with all these women, I always felt like re-traumatized. Mm-hmm. And I knew, okay, if I would go deeper at this point, I probably would not be able to help others with their situations. So yesterday I had this chat and I was talking to my girlfriend and we talked about a situation and a sexism situation in the past. And she got remembered just by the person who wrote her a message and said, "So, oh, I saw you on the street." And she was like, because she didn't recognize him and she was somehow scared. And this was such a deep discussion because what I think in this point there or in this questioning is everyone is allowed to work and to act differently. And I think somehow I had this gradual evolvement, but also I had these points where I was like, oh my gosh, this is so much pain and now I need to work it out. Yeah. Because it's not like, yeah, okay, it's an curve. Mm-hmm. Because we are human. We do not act in every situation fully rational. Sometimes mm-hmm. we also get absolutely emotional. Mm-hmm. And for me, starting with Women Dao was also an emotional act because I had these experiences in discords where men taught me that I'm on the wrong place. And if I need to learn, I should go somewhere or play Barbies or going back in the kitchen because no one of them will help me out with answering my stupid questions. But as we all recognize or already know, Web3 is completely different. It's a complete mm-hmm. different language. So mm-hmm. for me, it was like, okay, is my English that bad? Why do I not understand what people are talking about? But the more I got involved, the more I recognized, okay, maybe it's because the it's not only the barrier in the language, mm-hmm. but also with the words that are completely new. And there is, because when I ask people, so, okay, but what is proof of work? What is proof of stake? Is there in German translation? No, it's not. You have to learn these complete new wordings. Mm-hmm. And then, because I don't think that mm-hmm. an English speaking person will understand what proof of work means. Mm-hmm. Just by the word itself. Mm-hmm. So, no. Or maybe yes. Yes, yeah. No. So I can't answer this question properly.
No, it's a complicated one because I feel as though I'm sort of going on my own journey with becoming more passionate about feminist-driven issues. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. for me, it's definitely been a more gradual thing, like throughout mm-hmm. my life. And I feel as though now, at the grand old age of almost 37, I'm just about to really start using my voice. And I have got a couple of really uncomfortable situations that I've found myself in, but I've never really felt the need to share them on a platform. Mm-hmm. But very much I do feel inspired to use the stories and the exposure that I've had as a force for change as well, because we do need to get comfortable with these uncomfortable mm-hmm. conversations because they happen. And that is so interesting just in terms of the experiences that you've had on some of the discords. And mm-hmm. there, I feel as though this is when the whole education piece around Web3 is incredibly important, and it's important to get that right. And it's interesting that you've had dealings with some language and some pushback that you just think that these conversations are dead in the water. They don't happen anymore. It's 2022. No one's going to say that. And here you are receiving messages about go and play with Barbies because you've asked mm-hmm. a question. And I think that's absolutely the power of having more women coming into the space. I feel as though since women actually started coming into Web3, there has never been so much more educational content developed, and it's so encouraging and it's so inclusive. I've never thought about the language barrier, and that's so true. It's been hard for me to really unpack all the different acronyms and DeFi and what does that mean, and proof of stake, staking, huh? DAO? What's that? All these words are so challenging, but in a second language, from an international, through an international lens, that must be really intense. So that sort of brings me nicely onto what you've been doing in Germany. So talk to me about how you've sort of embarked on bringing people from different backgrounds into your community to make sure that people are educated and want to come into the space.
Yes. Because the thing is, if you want to act inclusive, you have to recognize the gaps. And only with the working or trying to bridge the gaps, you will include people. Because you may be recognized in chats with other people, and they say, yeah, but there aren't any women I can ask, or they don't want to apply for a job or whatever. And what I do with my work and regular life is I go there and I explain to people, it's not about just opening the door. You have to invite the people. And to invite the people, you need to know what the barriers are. And every one of us has different barriers. It's maybe the education, it's maybe the gender, it's maybe the skin color, it's maybe the person you love. So, and the more things come together, the more gaps you experience. And so also when it comes to bridging the gaps to tech or to Web3, I had to go dig deeper and to ask myself and also other women, what are your gaps? And then I understood it. It's time, because most of them have kids or care work or whatever. And then it's money. We have in Germany about 18% gender pay gap. And this is real. So 1 euro for a woman is not the same like 1 euro for a man. And especially when the woman has to take care of her kids too. So she has to share this euro. And then you have also the barrier in education or also in socialization. When it comes how women grew up in their past, because also for me, no one asked me if I want to play consoles or something like that. I never did that. So I was never this gaming girl, and I never experienced it. But at some point I learned coding because I wanted to do my own websites. So this is what I already know, but also for me, it was pretty difficult to understand all of these upcoming topics when it comes to Web3. So what I did was, okay, I have to produce short content, easy to consume content in German. So the barriers are lowered down. And then we have to build this community, because the community will be the most educative space where the woman will feel somehow safe to ask the questions, to go and dig deeper, to educate each other. And what especially with Women DAO happened, I had this idea. So my background, as I told you, is in communication. So what I know is how brand building works and how community building works. So I had this idea of Women DAO, and I started to create this community, and we grew fast. And then I started to produce more specific content. So on all these platforms, with the podcast, with YouTube, live streams, with Instagram, because this is where women are. They are not on Twitter nowadays, but you are on Twitter, especially when you are absolutely, I would say, fluent in English. Because if you're a German-speaking person, Twitter is somehow boring. So yeah, it's you will not find this kind of community there. So this is also a kind of a barrier. And so what I try to do with the Women DAO is building this community and to let people create Women DAO. And so what we experienced after a few days and then after weeks, women get more and more supportive. They offered educational content inside our Discord and said, okay, I will go live and share my experiences with Stepan. So, and I was just wondering how many people will jump in and ask their questions, but they did. And then we had all these people chatting about how Move to Earn works. And I recognized for myself, okay, I still have this, I would say, leading content creation, but everything inside the community is community-led. So mm-hmm. people, or especially the women inside our Discord, mentor each other, or if someone has a question, two of the others will Google it and will seek for search for answers, and then they will discuss it. And it's so cool to just watch how they grow. Amazing. Yeah, this yeah. is what Women DAO is. So
I absolutely love that. And I just think that your mission is so powerful, like bringing women in, making it, you know, just easy entry, you know, because I just think like there's so many barriers right now, you know, or like Pam said, all these weird acronyms and things that women just don't understand. And then on top of that, the language barrier is just, I hadn't even thought about that. So I just like, I'm so pleased we're bringing awareness to this, because this is another barrier, which is amazing. So I'd love to know, what does the future look like for you, for the Women DAO? Like, where would you like to see it go? What's your mission behind it? And yeah, do you sort of have a vision and a plan for the future and what's next for you and your incredible community?
So what I really work on is to make this DAO a real DAO, so we can work together through a multi-signature wallet. Mm-hmm. Because this is still missing. It's because of several regulations we have in Germany, where you have to take care about a lot of law and tax, and a DAO is not written down in all these old books. Yeah. And this is somehow challenging, but anyways, the community is growing, and this is what I truly support, because I really believe that the moment we start working together and sharing knowledge, it will be a huge success for every woman inside the circle. Mm-hmm. And it's not about the one person who knows it best, but it's about the one person who knows it better and is open to share. Mm-hmm. And just to... Because what I said in a few months ago is, if you are not visible as a woman, as non-binary, as people of color, or from the LGBTQI plus community, you won't be represented. And mm-hmm. the moment you aren't represented, your needs aren't represented neither. So, at some point, you just will not exist. Mm-hmm. And this is what happens. Just you go down the street and you will recognize people still think everything is white, male, cis, heteronormative. But I also believe that Web3 will be this change, because when we reach the point where neutral is really meant to be neutral, we all will be represented. But until we reach this point, we need the visibility of all these groups. Mm-hmm. And especially the past 6 months, they were crazy exciting, because we saw all these beautiful projects coming up. And when it comes to Women DAO, I do not think that we are going to be the next BFF, mm-hmm. but we do not need to be something like that, because we also from social media, we are driven wrongly because we're driven by numbers. And we saw this success of, for example, BFF with this huge community and the women they onboarded. And I would say, this is amazing. This is amazing. They did an amazing job just like that. But even though Women DAO is so much smaller, we have 2,000 followers on Instagram. In our Discord are 400 women. This is okay. Yeah, and some men too, and a few non-binary people, but 400 person are in our Discord. And then I got asked, yeah, but aren't you going for bigger numbers, for a bigger community? And it was like, I'm not sure, because I want to grow this community on on an organic way. We do not need these 10,000 people inside the Discord, because when you now open the Discord from World of Women, you're just overwhelmed by people just posting, and you can't start a discussion. And I think what we really need to do is to let go from everything we expected, but to work more locally. And when I work with other women-led projects and they ask me, what shall I do because we're not growing? I'm like, you maybe don't need to. Because the moment your community is from maybe 10 people, but 10 fully supportive people, you do not need 1,000 who aren't stick to it. So what every of these women-led communities should do is to find their unique purpose for this community. This can be maybe the language. This can be maybe also skin color. This all these things can be what makes you unique and your community unique, and what helps to just stick together. So they will come back, they will join the community on and on and on, because maybe in your sisterhood community, I'm one of a few hundred. But who am I in the community of World of Women? No one will ever just listen to the words I have to say, because it's a huge mass of people. And so where do I want to be with Women DAO? I don't know. I want to be surrounded by women who really identify with our idea, with our vision, with our purpose. And I would say fluid enough to just let it evolve. So it's not my decision where we go. It's the decision of the whole community.
But before we jump on to the next question as well, I'm just very conscious that our listeners might be listening to this going, what is a DAO? So could you just give a really quick, brief like overview of what a DAO means, and just so our listeners can be like, oh, okay, I understand what that means.
Okay, yeah. What is a DAO? In the basic, it's a decentralized autonomous organization. It's an organization that exists on the blockchain through a multi-signature wallet, a wallet who connects several people, and it always need a few more people to just commit to transactions or something like that. So everything happens through decisions through the community. So you have to vote on things, you have to decide in a collective for what's going to happen next, or where do we spend money on, or how do we earn money. So what you need to start a DAO is to just break it down to the basic, because it's more complex than people think, but you just need a few people, you need an similar vision, and you need a shared treasury like a multi-signature wallet. And then you can start to build your DAO. And then things really get complex, because you need all the smart contracts with all the different tokenized gates and something like that. But yes, this is a DAO.
Awesome.
Thank you. And I think it's
short version.
Yeah, and that is a really like nice short version. And I think the beauty of it is like the community doesn't necessarily have to worry about the smart contracts or any of the complexities behind that. Like that's all going to already be there for them, but they can still sort of speak up and have their voice. But that was so beautifully put about the way that you are going to be growing your community. And I think throughout the course of last year and even at the start of this year, there was a lot of just how quick can you get to market, and are we going to do a sellout 10,000 NFT piece project? And we have noticed such a shift even over the past 2 to 3 months where the tide is turning. The art is obviously incredibly important for NFT projects. And of course, artists and creatives, we do want to elevate them and make sure that they have a space, you know, in the world of Web3. However, there is definitely a shift where people are becoming more aware of why are they buying into a project? Like, what is the purpose? What is the vision? Who are the founders? And I definitely feel that your vision and your mission for Women DAO, you are growing something that is sustainable, that your community is going to be grown really authentically with women who want to be there and be a part of that community for the long term. And the people and the projects that are going to be successful are the ones that are really truly driven by that mission and that values statement. And that's the projects that are really going to have an impact for the future. So you described that absolutely beautifully. I would like to actually touch back upon, you mentioned Move to Earn. And again, there's a lot of our audience is really new to the space, Dejana. And I think it's really important to get across, what do you feel the blockchain technology can actually do as a force for good? So you mentioned Move to Earn. If you want to talk specifically to that, great. But just on a wider topic, how do you feel that this technology can really change the future for the better?
We already see people joining this community and making their mark on the creator economy. And what I think what will be the biggest success, but the biggest gain we will achieve in the next months and maybe next years is the shift to creator economy, but also what ownership culture means. So we were taught by society, by education, also by law, to exist in how to say, with all these barriers, with all these limitations. And so we weren't able to move. So because the moment you wanted to move and to free yourself, you recognized how caged you are in all this structural setup. What also leads to a high security in most of the countries, because also Germany is a high secure country. So there's no fear when I go out the street, or for sure. I'm also, even though I'm not the biggest fan of our politics, I know this, nothing will break down in the next months or just fall apart. But this is also somehow, it leads you to an slow and just adopting things. And because anyways, you can't change nothing. So what I think what the biggest move and shift will be is to recognize that in Web3, it's power to the people. So you will have the power, you will have the power, I will have the power to change whatever I want to change. It starts with onboarding the people and creating a new community and gaining and louder voice, to I will be able to write smart contracts the way I need it to. Because when I'm a creative agency and I work in with a collective of people, in this smart contract, I can write down, so, okay, this person worked so many hours, so this will be the refund. And then you can just point it down. And this smart contract will exist. And whatever your client does and how this project evolves, these people will be always rewarded also in the next years, because maybe you had an idea. We all knew this from the creative economy. We pitch a project and then they just pick a few things and make something different. Mm-hmm. And you see a few years later that they used the whole idea without paying you a single buck. And smart contracts will also lead us in this area to more I'm missing the English word. appreciating way, maybe this. It's more appreciating, mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. you will have your rewards also later on. So this is one part. Also the part for artists, because as artists you lived your whole life or your whole artistic life outside a box, because you never ever fit in. And also Web3 can be pretty empowering in this idea. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to female organizations or where women come together, work together, you have this power of working together globally with just simple contracts, with simple smart contracts from wallet to wallet. Mm-hmm. And I do not have to think about, oh my gosh, what currency do you use? What currency do I use? What are the differences between it? Is your country maybe black labeled from my country when it comes to banking? And because then you just say, okay, Diana, I would like to invite you to work with us in this project. And then we just figure out what the payment will be. And the moment the job is done, I get paid in my cryptocurrency and everything is just done and it's easy. And this is it. So this is what really will bring a lot of change in the basics. But then we will find blockchain technologies in so many different areas of our daily life. Because it will be everywhere. It will be in the cars. It will be, especially when it comes to mobility. It will be in maybe ticketing systems. It will be when it comes to certificates or something like that. We will have blockchain technologies everywhere. Yeah. It's just a matter of time. And I think from now it's the beginning of June. And when I just look back where I stand in January, when I talk to people and I said, oh my gosh, it's going to be a great thing. It's going to be huge and so powerful. And people were just wondering what I'm talking about. But mm-hmm. now we already passed the point of PFPs. Of course, profile picture projects, yeah, there will be a few, for sure. But this is not what NFTs or non-fungible tokens are meant to be, because non-fungible tokens are smart contracts. And the power is not an JPEG attached to this smart contract. It's the smart contract itself. And this is what every one of us should just dig in deeper to understand what this really means for our future. Because the moment you understand how smart contracts work, you will find so many situations in your daily life where you can adopt smart contracts for the better.
Yeah. I completely agree with everything you've just said. And I feel like we're going to be using blockchain, not even realizing we're using blockchain. You know, like, I mean, I have no idea what, you know, half the websites are built on that I use day to day. I don't need to, right? But that's what's going to happen. It's just going to be adopted in such a, you know, probably quite a unique way where people don't even realize, like I said, that they're using the technology, but they are. And like with signing documents, for example, you know, like buying a car, buying a house, you know, going to a ticket, to going to an event, like they're all going to be NFTs, all going to be smart contracts, all going to be on the blockchain. And I really hope, and Pam and I think we're really passionate about that, it does also level the playing fields across so many different industries, and especially in that sort of gender gap. You know, I really would love to see more transparency that goes on, and the fact that Germany's got that 18% pay gap, let's hope the blockchain can fix that as well, because if everything's transparent, open to all, you know, we can't get away with things like that anymore, which I really can, I'm excited about to see that change. So I think what you've just said then is just such a beautiful way to round off everything that we've discussed on this podcast so far, and you've put it in such a way that I feel like a lot of people will actually go, wow, it is the future. I want to get involved. I want to learn more about Web3. So with that being said, if the beautiful women and men and, you know, everyone that listens to this podcast, where should they go to find out more about you and learn about WomenDAO and learn more about blockchain technology and Web3?
Yes. So if you want to follow around, so you will find me under my name, because I do communicate through social media and also mostly on events in English. But if you're a German speaking person, you're invited to join our DAO, because we try to keep on speaking German as long as we can, because it's still this gap. We still onboard women. So I don't want them that they join our DAO and then they're interrupted or somehow afraid of speaking because they're not fluent in English or not that secure with the language. So if you're a German speaking person, you are absolutely invited to join our DAO. But if you are interested in what I do for diversity and inclusion, you can just follow me all over the social media accounts. I'm on LinkedIn, on Instagram. I do use Twitter, but I had some challenging experiences there. Therefore, I just decided, okay, maybe I do not need to do Twitter. But what I also joined a few months ago is Apex. Apex is a social media app based on Web3, so you earn money with your posts. So this is what I try to show the people who follow me. So what does Web3 really means? Because there are so many new platforms evolving which will support the creator economy, and this is what I will be talking about on my accounts. But as I said, with WomenDAO on the German speaking.
Beautiful. We'll be sure to add the links for the podcast being released as well. But it's been an absolute pleasure speaking with you. And I think it just talks to the power of when women come together, great things happen. You're in Germany about to have your breakfast. We're in Australia about to have our dinner. It's great. The world is a much smaller place due to the technology that's evolving. It's a very important conversation to have. I absolutely love what you're doing for bringing voice to the D&I, you know, and all the changes that have to be made in that space. You're really being a force for good. I absolutely love that. So thank you so much for your time, and hopefully we'll meet up at an event soon.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. So maybe in New York.
I will yeah, in New York so. Seems to be the place.
It's,
yes,
it's on the list, isn't it? It is on the list. Yeah. But Pam is about to go into labor. She could go into labor on this podcast right now. So, you know, we certainly don't want to be on a flight and risk that. But it's been an absolute joy. And absolutely, we will be following, cheering you on as we cheer on all women in Web3 and all women in general. We want to see everyone succeed. So thank you so much, and thank you so much to all of our listeners for listening today. Many more incredible conversations to be had. So thank you, Dejana, for today, and have a great week, everyone. thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I really hope that you enjoyed it. And if you did, please give a little share on your social. And if you have time, please leave a review. And I hope to see you next time. Take care.